It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Doesn't that make you want to dance? I saw Cynthia back here just shaking a little bit. You know, that Earth, Wind, and Fire always gives you, makes you want to just tap your toes.
Yeah, but now it just makes people want to eat.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Yeah.
See what you did?
2 years of hearing that, right, when you hear that, it's like, where's the food?
Right, exactly.
Where's the food?
It's like a Pavlovian response.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm sitting here with Sharon Jackson, my best friend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
And this is Let's Eat.
Yeah.
And we want other best friends to call in.
Mm-hmm.
769-9577, 769-9577. And join the fun and get a chance to get a gift card from my favorite pizza that I remember growing up with, and that's the Flamingo out of Miller Beach.
So this is like a historic pizza.
Oh, when I ate the pizza, did I start like, you know, shaking? Like,
it was,
you know,
like
I
your
got
childhood
chills
coming back to you.
Let me tell you a story before we get to community calendar and some other things. When I was a kid, back in the 60s and 70s, people just didn't eat out every day, you know, like we do now. Like,
mm-hmm.
People don't have anything in a refrigerator now. They have the styrofoam containers that they get from the Flamingo or from Chef Nick's or those places.
It's crazy how life changes.
And once a week, my dad would come home. He was a tailor in Glen Park on, I think, like 35th Street, somewhere around there. And once a week, I couldn't wait, and they would bring us a Flamingo pizza. I mean, once a week for the longest time. I grew up in Aetna.
It's like a treat.
Yeah. So it's probably until I was in sixth grade. We always got a Flamingo. Then we moved out to Maryville. And still, when we wanted pizza, they would drive down to the Flamingo. Cause back then, it was on Broadway in Glen Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was fortunate enough to get the Flamingo pizza on. I had a connection with Cynthia over here. I got through the Keymaster, got right to Christy, and we got the Flamingo on.
Nice.
So what's going on out there?
Oh, you know, it's the Air and Water Show is going on this weekend, 17th and 18th. People have been looking, watching, they've been practicing, and South Shore is doing some extra trains to accommodate all those folks coming from Northwest Indiana to Chicago to check it out, and that's going on, and
you know,
always fun stuff to do at the dunes too on the weekends.
You know, and the Flamingo is right there on Miller Beach over there. I bet you, if you went there, and we're going to ask them if they have outside seating and all that, you probably mm-hmm. could hear and watch those planes roaring by all
right,
the time.
Right, right. I mean, that's really cool. That's an event.
That is an event.
And pizza's probably an event too at the Flamingo.
Oh, it's the event. Biggest event.
It was an event to you when you were a kid.
It's an event right now.
It's
I just had some
now.
Pizzas, and they have more.
That's awesome.
So how's traffic out there? Is it terrible?
Oh, it's terrible.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's just construction, and construction season on a Friday. I'm looking at a map, and it's a lot of red spots on this thing, especially through Northwest Indiana. 8094 seems to get hit the hardest all the time. You know, there's no absolutes, but 8094 has pretty much been just terrible.
So we can't take...
So 8094 between,
so forget,
like,
taking
the Bishop
65.
Ford and...
how are we
going to the Indiana Toll Road?
How are we going to get to how are we going to get to the Flamingo?
We have alternate transportation.
You got it ready?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, you got to be open to it though. Open minded about it.
Yeah, because you know the traffic's bad.
It's just,
I don't want to get in an accident. Again, this gravel road.
I know.
It's going right down to the beach.
All of our vehicles need to be kept in a certain spot. Everybody will get jealous, see?
This one's down by the water. I can wash my toes off.
Get in.
Wash all the gravel away from my toes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I got my sandals on. You're driving again, right?
Of course.
Because I like to act like a big shot.
I don't know. I think you should do the driving once
in a while. No, I got my sunglasses on, my tank top on.
Here we go.
I'm just going to act like I'm just a big shot. Right?
You're liking this, aren't you?
I do. I wish I could have an umbrella because the sun is kind of hot right now.
This is fun.
So we're on Lake Michigan, and we're cruising right to the Flamingo.
Yeah, watch out for, you know.
Oh, I heard about the chemical.
I know, it's terrible.
Happened. I know, I kind of can smell those fish a little bit, yeah. But you know what, I also can smell pizzeria. I can smell pizza right over that dune over there.
Beautiful, okay. Yes.
Oh, thanks. Oh, we're here.
You know,
I didn't get seasick this time. You really do a good job, Sharon.
You know what? I just learned from your cues.
Well, folks, we have the Flamingo pizza in with us today. Pizza I grew up with, a staple in the area since like 1941. And we have Christy, and we have Hannah, and we have Todd in the studio. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Let me introduce each of you, and you can just give me a little bit of background about yourself. We'll start right over here with the kitchen guru, Todd. Todd, how are you?
I'm good.
Why don't you give us your full name and give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Oh, my name's Todd Arlano. I've been in the business almost 32 years. Worked several different restaurants, several different cuisines. Been here at Flamingo's for 12 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like a family. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any other jobs other than restaurants?
I was in the Navy right out of high school.
Okay.
Did 4 years. Got out. My ex-wife wanted me to, you know, get out and go home. So we did that. And then did some odd jobs. And one day my brother needed a cook and I needed a job. So been doing it ever since.
Wow.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Hannah, how are you doing?
Good.
Hannah's here. Hannah's one of the bartenders at the Flamingo. Hannah, tell us your full name and give us a little background about it. And you're so young, you probably have a little bit of background, but give us some of it.
My name's Hannah Pager, and I'm 28, so I'm not that young.
Wow, fooled me.
I've worked at Flamingo for 14 years, so I've been working there since I was 14. And before that, I was just folding boxes for free.
Uh-huh. Are you from the Miller area?
I've lived there my whole life, yeah.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to Portage.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
So you started in the Flamingo just folding boxes and...
Well, it's a bar, so my dad would sit at the bar and let me fold the boxes while he had a few beers, you know.
That's kind of different. You ever have any other kind of jobs, or you pretty much just been at the Flamingo?
I was a wedding coordinator for a few years. Uh-huh. Yeah, but basically just Flamingo. It's my favorite place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We got Christy, and she's the owner and operator of the Flamingo. How you doing, Christy?
Doing good.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your full name and give us a little background about yourself?
Full name is Christy Simpson. I have been at Flamingo for about 20 years now. Took over ownership with my partner, Nick Divich, 3 years ago. And been in restaurants basically since I was 13. I started at a pizza joint in Chesterton called Giggles Pizza and worked my way through bartending, management, and ended up at Flamingo, and it's where I found home.
So where'd you go to high school at?
Chesterton.
Chesterton. So you've always worked with food. So all of you guys have always kind of worked with food, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why food?
It makes people happy.
Isn't that true? Isn't that true? It's like for people that come and eat at a restaurant, and we've said it a million times, it's an entertainment factor. They come in for some entertainment. I'm not saying that you're dancing and things that are doing magic shows or anything like that, but it's food. Their food dollar becomes entertainment.
Yeah, that's my mantra now. You know, food is entertainment, and so, that's what I've learned from you, Nick.
Christy, why don't you give us a little bit of history about the Flamingo? I said a little bit about it, but I don't know how far back you can go. But can you? Because I looked at your menu. You have some like unique pictures. I mean, is that all like from the Flamingo?
It is. We were able to find a lot of archives at IUN, their university library there, and were able to get some old pictures of when they were downtown in Glen Park back in 1941. And then they moved to 45th and Broadway for quite some time, and we were able to score a menu from there that the previous owners had kept. And we've just been fortunate enough, Northwest Indiana Times provided us with some old photography and an article that was published in 1956 in the Collier's Magazine, did an interview of it. At the time, there was Countrywide Pizza, and there was only about 8 pizza establishments from New York to Chicago at the time. So we've been able to come across quite a bit and try to keep some of that history alive in what we do today.
So did you hold on to all the old recipes?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're all the traditionally from way back in 1941?
Yeah. We still make all of our dough from scratch and cook all of our sausage, grind it there in-house. We have our own cheese blend. We blend our own sauces together. We've been able to keep our perch recipe the same from what they had, hand-cut steaks, and try to keep it original.
So how long have you been in Miller? And why Miller? Why did operation get moved? Which, Miller is a beautiful place. I grew up in Etna, so I basically grew up in Miller. So why Miller?
The previous owners were running into some trouble in the Glen Park area when they were over on 45th and Broadway with some robberies, things like that. So they found a building that was an old Texaco gas station and did some remodeling. It was just a small area at the time, and they had expanded upon it. And when the owner that I bought from, he was he was adamant about keeping everything the same, keeping what people remembered, offering a little bit of nostalgia to the area.
Folks, we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, and you know what? You'll get a gift card from the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach and one from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So, Hannah, what is your role there?
I serve, I bartend, I've worked in the kitchen, I started in the kitchen, so I can always help out there as well. I fill all roles, basically.
So why don't you give us an idea what the atmosphere is when you hit the Flamingo? What's the decor like? What do you see?
It's a beach vibe, even though it's not a beach bar. Everybody's really laid back. Everybody gets to know everybody. If you're new to the community, you'll be welcomed instantly. Everybody's really welcoming and nice.
Now, how far away, Christy, are you from the lakeshore?
We're 3 blocks.
3 blocks.
Yep.
So you can actually just walk right up there? And
yep. You can walk from the beach, walk to the beach, you know, after dinner, take a sunset walk on the shoreline there.
Now, how many seats you got in the place?
About 65 inside, and then we just this year opened up some patio seating outside.
So do you get a lot of, like, tourist-y thing? Do you get tourists? Do you get people that are...
Yeah, summertime, it becomes a big tourist area. There's a lot of VRBOs, vacation homes, people from Chicago that own weekend homes there. So our business really increases in the summer. People come from Plymouth, Indiana, Arizona. They've retired, and they remember the Flamingo from when they were kids, so they still come in and try to get a taste of their past.
Now, let me ask you, Todd, do they ever let you out of the kitchen?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. So you give me your feel about the restaurant. How does it feel to you when you're out? What's the atmosphere like to you?
It's very busy. It's very high-paced. Friday, Saturday nights is steaks and perch all night long.
All night long. So what kind of perch do you do?
Pardon me?
What type of perch do you do?
Lake perch.
You do lake perch.
Yes.
Now, do you deep fry it? Do you saute it?
We lightly burn it and deep fry it.
And then give us a little bit of the process and how you do a lake perch for the people out there.
Well, we have a special mix we use. We just, like I said, lightly dust it, drop it in the fryer.
So it goes into a deep fryer?
Yes.
Okay. And now, do you make your own coleslaw that goes with it? Do you do any of those kind of things?
We make our own coleslaw, yes.
Okay. And now, when you do the pizzas, are you guys making the dough yourselves?
Oh, yeah. We make the dough daily.
Daily?
Oh, yeah.
That's a task in itself. And, you know, with heat and everything, did it cause a problem?
No.
Well, we have Susan on the phone, and she's from Munster. Susan?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
You got a question for our guest here?
Yeah, I do. I'm really surprised because your restaurant is older than I am, and which is unusual for most places. But... I had never heard of the Flamingo before.
How can you not heard of the Flamingo?
I know.
Are you from this area?
I don't understand why.
You grew up in this area?
I grew up in East Chicago.
Maybe
But I used to go to Miller quite a bit. But when did you move to Miller?
Between 27 and 30 years ago.
Okay.
Now you live out in Munster, right?
Yes.
Do you travel into Miller? Do you ever go by the beach or anything like that?
Well, I used to, years ago I used to. I haven't been to Miller for quite a while.
So I have a reason for you to go to Miller. I'm going to go ahead and send you out some gift cards to the Flamingo.
Oh, thanks.
So when you're out there sunbathing, you put it all away, walk about 3 blocks, and go right to the Flamingo. Don't drive a car or anything, and have a nice pizza and a drink, because Hannah will serve you up really nice.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
So, Hannah, we'll see you later, okay?
Susan.
I was looking at Hannah. Susan, we'll see you later, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. So why don't you, Todd, describe your pizza sauce to us. What is it like? I mean, there's sweet sauces out there. There's tangy sauces out there.
It's kind of in between.
Kind of in between?
Yeah.
Does it bite on the back of your tongue or anything, or is it kind of smooth?
It's kind of smooth.
Kind of. Now, do you guys, Christy, do you have more than one type of sauce for your pizzas?
We do a garlic butter sauce, and we do the traditional red sauce. And some people will request a marinara sauce, which is a chunkier, a little bit spicier than our our normal pizza sauce.
And what kind of cheeses do you use for your pizza? You use just a blend, or you use just one kind?
We use a blend. It's a 2% low moisture mozzarella, and we blend it with something I'm not at liberty to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, what are you going to do about that, Sharon?
That was going to be my question. I was going to say, is there a secret recipe for the sauce and, you know, other little add-ins that you can't tell us because you'd have to kill us?
Pretty much, yeah.
And this is for the cheese? Something you add in the cheese?
I know. Yeah. Is that crazy?
It makes,
we start from the very beginning.
Do you put gold in the cheese?
So do you guys do any kind of, like, deep dish?
We do a thick crust, which is just our traditional crust. We double it up.
Okay.
We don't really have the oven capacity and, you know, the actual seasoned pans that take years to get that flavor in.
So Todd, what kind of oven do you work out of for the pizzas?
We have two South Bend ovens, the stone baked ovens.
Okay. So you use, and what temperature do you think they're at when you're cooking those pizzas?
450.
What is something that nobody knows about the place that you can tell us? Any kind of secrets or anything?
Something that's not well known is our pot roast on Thursdays.
Nice.
We do a homemade traditional pot roast dinner for $10 every Thursday night. It's popular with the people who know about it, but it's not something you'd go to a pizza joint for. All of our steaks are hand cut. They come in straight from the Chicago Street Market, and we cut them to size to order.
You have an own set of regulars that come in?
We do. We have quite a few regulars. That's kind of what keeps us afloat in the wintertime, off-season. People from the neighborhood, people who work nearby at the mills, things like that, they grace us with their presence daily.
What is the most, people? Have you ever had the place so packed that you couldn't walk through it?
Yeah, we actually have a Labor Day festival every year. We call Flamingo Fest, and it has been, the past 2 years have been
slammed.
People are parking blocks away to walk down. We have some live music outside.
Nice.
Beer garden set up outside, so it really draws the crowd in.
Cool. Well, so you have a beer garden.
So you guys also helped Cynthia out with making the grade. So we want to thank you for the food that you gave the kids for making the grade.
Absolutely.
And what did you give them? Because I didn't get any. And I am a kid. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Why didn't you come over?
We had some Italian beef sandwiches, our famous homemade chips, and our famous house sub.
What's your famous house sub?
It is ham, salami, lettuce, tomato, Swiss cheese toasted in the oven, and then we top it with our house salad with our signature house dressing.
That sounds good. Well, we had some of the roast beef.
Should ask her what makes it signature. Try to get it out of her.
I've learned to stop at that sometimes.
Never stop.
But we had some of your Italian beef here, and it was great. And what kind of meat do you use for that, Todd?
We use a flat roast, and we cook it for 8 hours.
Wow.
Let it cool, trim it up, thin slice it, and then we just cook it till it crumbles.
And you know, that's exactly how I like my beef, where it's like got that crumbly. You know, it had cheese on it.
It's very yummy.
Nice Ganella. Was it Ganella or Toronto bread?
Toronto.
Toronto bread on it, baked in the oven. It was really good. Now, you guys make your own au jus?
Oh, yeah.
It was, if I have a roast beef sandwich, that's what I want.
It was very tasty.
It was very tasty.
And very pleasing to the eye, too, because you don't see crumbly beef that often.
No, it's all sliced.
Because it's a labor thing. It takes a lot of labor to do that.
Exactly.
Excuse my ignorance, but how do you get it like that?
Cooking to death.
Keep cooking it and cooking
it. It breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's really good. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach, where I grew up, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Hannah, on the bar side there, you're on the beach. You're called the Flamingo. All I can think of is pinks, all these bright colors, and I'm closing my eyes while I'm doing this, ain't I?
Yeah.
I'm really into it. Tell us what's one of your craziest, prettiest drinks that you make.
For the summer, we do a bomb pop cocktail, so it's a Smirnoff red, white, and blue vodka with lemonade, so it's pink, like you said, and then we actually put a bomb pop popsicle into the cocktail, so you get to cool off with a popsicle and have a nice drink at the same time.
Wow.
That sounds really good.
That's nice.
I like fruity drinks.
Me too.
We have a lot of breweries on, but I really do like fruity drinks.
I do too.
So, we do have breweries on. Do you have any of the local microbreweries on tap or in bottles or anything like that?
Well, on tap we have Bell's Two Hearted, which is Michigan. Then we have Revolution Anti-Hero Revolution is in Illinois, Chicago.
These are all ones we've never had on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We have Lagunitas, which is also Chicago, and that's in the bottle. We have like three Floyds. We have a collaboration. It's called Foggy Geezer. That one's really popular. It switches out all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do seasonal drinks? Do you make, like during Christmas, are you making drinks that have a lot of cinnamon in them or eggnog or, you know, anything like that?
I mean, we'll do whatever you want us to do. If you're bringing some eggnog in there, I'll mix it up for you.
So, you know, talking about seasonal items, so we do go through the seasons. Is there a big difference between the wintertime there and the summertime there?
There is. As far as business is concerned, summer is definitely the hot spot. And like I had said earlier, the locals and our faithful regulars sort of keep us humping during the winter. But you definitely see a drop off once the weather cools down and roads get slick.
Yeah. You probably major difference.
Yeah.
Todd, you guys do calzones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What size are they? Or, like, will you start off with, like, a 10-inch shell or?
The small pizza.
Pizza? Yes. And how do you, when I was out east, I got a calzone that was probably as long as my arm. And they made pizzas out there that were as big as this table. It was amazing. So, when you make a calzone, does it have the sauce in it? How do you make the calzone?
You roll it out. You put sauce on half of it.
Whatever. Oh, you do put sauce in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, they don't do that in there, at least.
Whatever the toppings are, and then you fold it in half.
And cheese?
Cheese is in there, too.
And you bake it off.
So what makes it a calzone? It's just like closed? It's all encompassed in crust?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when it comes out of the oven, we top it with garlic butter and Italian seasoning, and our own blend of Italian seasoning, nice. And send it out.
You know, this very sounds nice. Like
they're very popular.
Good. Oh, yeah. I sell calzones at my restaurant, and it is a very popular item. But we put the sauce on the outside. We don't put it on
the
inside.
Is the size of it like the size of a pizza slice?
No, it's big.
It's a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, Hannah, what are some of the special nights you have there at the bar? Do you have any, like, you don't have to give us prices, but you offer, like, certain things or anything like that?
Well, our Miller Lite on tap is $2 every day, any mm-hmm. day of the week. Our drinks are all very reasonably priced, so we don't usually run drink specials.
Okay. Now, do you do any entertainment there? Is there any entertainment? Do you guys, like, get any, like, bluesy players? Or there I would see steel drums, but you just tell me if you do any kind of entertainment.
Outside of Flamingo Fest, we just have our customers in the jukebox. a lot of times that's plenty of entertainment.
Yeah.
We have the live music those three nights a week around Labor Day.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that? The Flamingo Fest?
Flamingo Fest.
Now, do you know who you're going to have playing this year?
Yeah, we'll actually have the Positive Vibe Technicians on Friday night. They're coming out to do somewhat of an acoustic set for us. And then on Saturday, we'll be featuring The Bones. It's past members of Shut Up and Drive. And then on Sunday, we have Working Class Zeros. They're a popular house band out of the Crown Point area.
Okay. Now, do you guys ever go out to, like, fairs or fest or farmers market? Do any of that?
You know, we have in the past. We've done some things on Lake Street when they have pop-up art and things like that. It really just kind of takes away from the home base, so we have not done that in probably about 7 years. We try to just keep it in-house and handle what we've got there. We do some catering generally for people who are regulars for open houses, things like that.
Yeah, where they kind of pick it up and things like that.
Yeah, pick it up. But we just don't have the staff to accommodate full-on catering, and we don't really have the space to accommodate the storage.
So
of the,
do you have, like, a banquet area?
Or we don't.
You don't have anything? So no one can come there and, like, reserve a spot?
No, we actually don't take reservations at all.
Oh, at all. Okay. Well, why don't you tell us real fast, like, what are your hours of operation?
We open at 11 o'clock every day. The kitchen closes at 10 o'clock Sunday through Thursday and 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And the bar is pretty dependent upon business. This time of year, generally open till 3 every morning. And
open until 3?
Open until 3, the bar will be. And we serve late night Italian beefs while the bar stays open after the kitchen closes. And then during the winter, midnight always. But if business is slow, they'll shut down at midnight. If it's busy, they'll stay open till 3.
What's the address there?
8341 Locust Avenue.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card to the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach.
So what is the place like? I mean, what's the atmosphere of the place? If you walk in, can you kind of describe what it would be like and what you'd see?
We have a lot of memorabilia there, a lot of the older pictures from the Miller Beach area, also from the old Flamingo on the walls. Sort of a pub-style atmosphere, a lot of woodwork. We actually used some bricks from the Memorial Auditorium and the old Dixie Dairy in an addition we put on the back. We have the tin ceiling from the old Sears building that was downtown Gary.
Oh, really?
Up back there, yeah.
That's cool.
Try to incorporate a lot of history into that area and make it feel like it belonged as opposed to just a new set of four walls. It's real laid back, you know. We're not fine dining. You won't find white tablecloths. You won't find linen napkins.
You'll find great pizza, though.
You'll find great pizza, you know.
Good times.
Great people, good times.
So, Todd, you do anything with gluten-free pizzas?
No, we don't.
Nothing? Do you guys offer anything gluten-free there?
You know, we have salads and stuff, but due to the fact that we make our own dough, there's literally gluten in the air. Because, you know, we're mixing flour. The flour gets utilized. We bread all of our own perch, so there's gluten everywhere. So we don't technically advertise gluten-free just because we would hate for there to be an issue with an allergy. But, you know, our salads, baked potatoes, our steaks, all of those things can be prepared with gluten-free in mind.
You know, all the food's gone.
Yeah, there was a lot of folks that came back here. They have to walk all the way to the back of the building because the studio is kind of in the back. And we've had more coworkers come back here today than in a long time.
Yeah, all of it's gone. Well, it's gone, but we want you to tell us what you brought in. So you want to tell us what you brought in, Kristen?
Yeah, we brought in some of our fried black tiger shrimp. That is one of our specialties. We offer it fried, sauteed, steamed, or buffalo style.
What do you mean buffalo style? I mean, the breading actually's got some heat to it?
We actually fry it, and then we dip it in our signature buffalo sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what Sharon's eating.
That one's been pretty popular. We brought in a couple of our Italian beefs with mozzarella cheese, homemade beef, and top it with our mozzarella blend and some au jus. We brought in a traditional sausage pizza, put mushrooms on half of it just for people who wanted something different, and then we brought in our fresh Canadian lake perch as well.
Now you...
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
That's right, folks. Call in 769-9577 and get a gift card to the Flamingo Pizza from Miller Beach. I noticed you guys do, like, breakfast items?
We actually don't do breakfast anymore.
Okay, that was something that was...
Yeah, okay. We had years ago, and it's still on, like, our Facebook social media page from when it was years ago.
So you do burgers. Do you do different styles of burgers? Or is it just, I mean, do you have like a one signature burger you can talk about?
We have a build your own burgers.
Okay. And what is the start off? What size is the patty?
It's an 8 ounce.
Oh, so, okay. So it's a half pound patty?
Half pound patty.
And it's what, just fresh ground beef?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of bun do you use?
We use Kaiser roll.
Oh, the Kaiser roll? Mm-hmm. Now, when you do chicken breast sandwiches and things like that?
Yes, we do.
What kind do you do?
Another build your own burger.
Oh, really?
Now, I mean, substitute it with chicken breast.
I know, but do you do like, do you have special sauces? Do you do anything like different sauces on them, like barbecue or teriyaki?
We have Asian ginger, we have honey garlic, barbecue, buffalo if they want it.
Now, you guys make your own buffalo sauce?
We do.
Oh, you do? How many, what sauces do you make from scratch?
We make our buffalo, we make our Asian ginger, we make our house dressing, our ranch.
That's a lot, actually.
Creamy garlic dressing.
You know, for being what you just say, a pizzeria, you know, that's what you're trying to downplay it. Most places don't make things.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't make sauces. A lot of pizzerias don't make their doughs. You know, they just don't. They don't do that. They get it all. Either they get a frozen dough ball and they proof it out, or they get a sheet of par-baked dough and they call it a pizza. So who do you got online there?
Yeah, Catherine's got all kinds of questions about the different kinds of pizzas. Yes.
Catherine, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Good. I was wondering, is your pizza a thin crust, crunchy, or?
It is a thin crust, hand-tossed. We give the option of thin, which means we'll stretch it out a little bit further and then cut some off around the edges, and then we do the thick crust, which is double crust, but it's hand-tossed to order and then baked on a stone oven, so it gives it that good crispness.
Okay. Do you offer pan pizzas as well?
We do not, no.
Okay. Any other Italian dishes, like chicken Vesuvio or anything like that?
No, we do mostaccioli and things like that for catering, pasta specials occasionally. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we have like a chef's choice special those nights, but pretty much the pizza rounds it out.
So, I remember going past this years and years ago, and I used to go to Wells Street Beach all the time. I was just like, I wonder what that's about. So this is how I found out just today. But thank you very much for your time, and
you're
have a great
welcome weekend.
Hey, Catherine.
You as well.
I have a question for you. So are you driving from Shelby to come to Miller Beach?
Oh, that's not far.
That's not far? Where is Shelby?
It's I'm like 10 minutes south from Lowell.
Okay.
Isn't it on the on a river?
Oh, yeah.
Kankakee River.
Right.
So when we send you this gift card to the Flamingo Pizzeria out in Miller Beach there, are you going to take us up on the offer?
Well, yes, I would.
Okay.
I was supposed to. I got another card that I got for my birthday in July. Something out there for crab sandwiches or something. So I might, do a double dab.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you out a gift card to the Flamingo Pizzeria out in Miller Beach and one to Chef Nick's Eatery. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
So how much, when you're preparing your dough for your pizza, is that something you do the night before or do you do it that morning? I mean, when do you work that in there, Todd?
Every morning.
What time you start? Or they start making dough?
Lori gets there at 6. And usually, there's a plug for Lori, usually starts the dough right away. Get that out of the way first thing.
It's
time consuming.
Yeah. And how long does it take to make a batch of dough?
After you get used to it, about an hour.
Yeah. Now,
What goes into that? I mean, what are the steps? Do you have to just spend a lot of time tossing it and getting the air bubbles out of it, or what?
No, we have a big mixer. A 30 quart?
60 quart.
60 quart.
Okay.
And it has a big old hook in there.
Yeah, has a dough hook.
And it just stirs it in this big vat or something?
Because you guys don't have to knead it. It's all kneaded by using a dough hook, right?
Yeah.
And how many pounds do you make a day? What do you prepare for?
We start with 50 pounds of flour.
Wow.
So,
that's a lot.
Yeah, that goes in first. And then, baking soda, salt, a couple other dry ingredients. And then our
secret ingredients,
Secret.
Yeah. Okay. Yeast and water. It's about 3.5 gallons of water. So it comes out to be about 70 pounds of dough.
Wow.
And then we, cut it, measure it. We have different ounces, 8 ounces for small, 12 ounces for medium, 16 ounces for large and extra large. It gets lightly kneaded at that point, and then it rests.
Wow.
Room temperature, then goes in the cooler.
And how long, something like that, say you have, all of a sudden you have a slow night. I mean, can you get another day out of that dough?
Yeah, it'll last 2 days. We never really have that issue.
Hannah's shaking her head like, we don't know what extra dough is.
Right. We do 25% off pizzas on Monday, so that kind of takes care of that for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So what part of the pizza business saturates your business? How much of it is pizza, you think?
Overall, when you look at numbers, 60% of our business revenue comes from the food side, and I would say about 40% of that comes from pizza. The rest is perch, steaks, sandwiches, grilled chicken wraps, wings.
Now, are you delivering? Do you deliver?
We do not deliver.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's big because you guys are doing a lot of pizza. How about Grubhub? They come and see you or anybody like that? I know that. I shake my head too about that.
Yeah, that's just not around.
I'm not having good luck with them in my restaurant.
Yeah, we've chosen not to go there, just because it leaves a lot up in the air as far as if it is delivered wrong or who's liable, who's responsible. So we have not bit off that social media craze yet.
So sauce. How do you deal with your sauce? Is it a component item, like components, like cans that you kind of?
Cans that we kind of mix together as well as seasonings.
And seasoning. Now, Hannah, do you ever? I mean, you said you go in the kitchen. Do you go in the kitchen anymore? Or you try to stay away.
I worked in the kitchen 3 days ago.
Are you making dough and stuff like that?
I can do all of that. Yeah, I was the pizza girl back in the day, so that's where I'm most comfortable making pizzas.
Back in the day, and you're still so young. Yeah. You're still saying back
I'm
in the
not
day.
That young.
So,
I'm wondering, like, what got you to go in the business? Because you're the owner, right?
I am. Yeah. You know, I started there as a bartender, and I had some kitchen experience, so I sort of helped out the previous owner who I bought it from didn't have a whole lot of restaurant experience, so I just kind of stepped up to the plate and worked my way into a general management position, and he was ready to retire from restaurants and go back to being an electrician full-time, and he offered me the opportunity. I found a partner to bring along because it's day in, out. It's
my partner's my wife.
Yeah, and I, you know.
Thank you, Karen.
I didn't really want to do it alone, so I brought somebody in, and we've been able to retain a lot of the staff that I'd worked with for years, and it's worked out really well.
That's good. So you guys, congratulations.
Your sausage on your pizza is that come in raw, and you guys cook it down?
Yeah, we actually season it, cook it in house, and then we cut it and grind it, and we actually mix it in with our cheese.
Oh, really?
To keep it proportional, you know, so
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
There's something.
Something original.
There's a trick I just heard of. Yeah. That's something I've learned.
Yeah.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it keeps the ratio, you know, consistent, so you don't have, and offering a pre-cooked product helps the pizzas cook a little quicker. You know, in the past, I put it on, like, raw, you know, hand-pinched, and you run the risk of, if somebody pinches too big, it's not
raw,
cooked all the way through.
Or it gets oily on top.
And it gets a little greasy on top. So we cook it, we drain it, we grind it, and drain it again, and then.
See, when I grew up, this is how we got our sausage. You didn't have the pinched. It was always ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm used to, is the ground, not pinched. And a lot of those ones that are pinched, they buy them frozen pinched. And
yeah.
They just throw it on top.
Yep.
So on your dough, how long does it take usually to cook your pizza in the oven?
About 12 to 15 minutes.
So it's pretty quick.
It's pretty quick.
You know, the one thing that I found that was kind of offensive to me was that you considered a senior to be 55 years old, and I'm 57. That's what it says on your menu. So I'm considered a senior. I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
Because you have a senior discount at 55, it says, on your website or on your thing.
News to us.
Okay. So you're saying I'm really not a senior now, right? You
no,
just take
not
that away?
All. Yeah.
Saying you're old. No.
Yeah.
I was you just wondering. No. I know. I seen that. I'm like, wow, I'm a senior already. I didn't
just
see that
the
coming
deal.
Up. I know. You know what I want to say too is your prices are really good for the people that are listening out there. You have very reasonable prices.
We try to keep things affordable. You know, it's a blue collar area, so we want to, you know, keep the drinks affordable. We want somebody to come in, be able to get a decent meal and a couple drinks, and not break the bank.
Now, you do homemade chips.
We do.
And I mean, how homemade are they?
We slice them and
really.
Fry them. Yep.
You ready to go through all that?
Yep.
Wow.
We vat them up in the morning. We fry everything in the morning, so they're not, you know, fresh.
So you don't
to
do them
order.
To order.
We don't do them fresh. We don't
so
have
the fryer.
So you actually
peel
capacity.
Down the potato.
We don't peel. We just thinly slice.
Oh, so you leave the skin on it.
Yep.
Now, is that something you do, Todd?
We have people who do that.
So what do you say? On the slicer, you use a mandolin? What do you use?
Slicer.
So you sit there on a slicer. Wow. Now, how many? You go through a lot of potato chips?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They come with every sandwich.
So, Todd, oh, really? Is that how? Yeah. Oh, wow. Then you are going through a lot of potato chips, especially when you offer it with every sandwich.
Yeah.
And what other sandwiches do you offer there, Todd?
We have beefs. We have strombolis. We have burgers. Chicken sandwiches, fried chicken sandwiches. We have wraps. We have clubs.
Hannah, you look like a wrap girl. Tell me what kind of wraps they offer, because you're probably trying to sell them at the bar.
Yeah, we have a buffalo chicken wrap, and I personally like that fried, but you can get it grilled.
You mean you can get the chicken fried?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
correct.
Go ahead.
And then, you know, we have just a regular grilled chicken wrap or a crispy chicken wrap, and that's like ranch and cheese. Turkey spinach wrap is something that we do
good.
As well. Yep.
Now, you just deal with one kind of wrap show, just like a flour show? Or
we have whole wheat, or we have a jalapeno cheddar tortilla, and I push everybody towards the jalapeno cheddar tortilla because it's really yummy.
So when you, like, say you, when you do that, your wraps, you have sauces that you put through them?
What's your phone number?
Do you, or is it dips that you put on the side? How do you?
If we put the ranch inside the wrap, or the buffalo inside the wrap.
Okay, that's what I was wanting. And what type of salads do you have there, Christy?
We do an antipasto salad, a regular garden salad. Most of our entrees come with your choice of soup or salad. We have a spinach salad, chef salad.
And what is an antipasto salad for people out there? I mean, you get these different viewpoints of what an antipasto salad is.
Ours comes with pepperoni, black olives, mozzarella cheese, and peppercinis, and then our house vinaigrette.
That sounds pretty traditional.
Yeah, that sounds like what a...
You know, because sometimes you hear antipasto and it's become... Suddenly you get a rotini.
Yeah.
With black olives or something like that. Am I right? I'm right. I know that. Who do we got on the phone there, Sharon?
Yeah, Annie.
Annie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Munster.
Munster. You get a lot of people from Munster? Do you?
We do, actually. Yeah.
So, Annie, what question you have for our folks
well,
here?
How long has she been in business?
Don't you? Does that kill you when you get that question?
It does.
Go ahead and answer it.
And I haven't been there. I mean, I have to go there. Anyone that's been in business that long.
You should have came to the studio and had some of their stuff.
I love pizza. And they make their own. I love creamy garlic dressing. And they make their own.
Yes. Yeah. And it is extremely popular.
That is hard to find at any restaurant.
Let me ask you, Annie, where'd you go to high school, if you don't mind me asking? Are you from the area?
I went to East Chicago, Washington.
Okay, and where'd you get your pizza when you were a kid?
On Main Street in the harbor at, Mihailo's. And by the way, he had Well Street Beach over there. But we'd go to Mihailo's and Carmen's on Main Street. Mihailo's was in East Chicago. Proper.
So you never had a flamingo pizza?
No, never had a flamingo pizza, no. And everything sounds delicious.
So we're going to send you out a gift card to the flamingo pizza.
Okay.
And the station's going to mail it out to you, and we're going to send you one to Chef Nick's Eatery. So you get a choice of, you get two weekends to go eat somewhere on the house.
Great. Thank you so much. I can't wait. I'll tell you... been in business that long, that is amazing.
I tell you, Annie, when I think, I'm not kidding you, whenever we talk, me and my friends, we talk about pizza when we were kids, and we used to cruise Broadway. Remember when kids used to cruise Broadway? We always say flamingo pizza. And I remember this marquee even had a flamingo on it.
It did.
Do you have that?
Well, the 45th Avenue location, the marquee is actually still there.
Really?
It is rusted, and... the outline of the neon is there, and I attempted to get it from there for the previous owner who I was able to buy the establishment from, but it is concreted into the pylon.
And I remember now that you said that it was neon.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like New York City or something. Mm-hmm. It was kind of different.
That's cool.
Well, Annie, we're going to send you out some gift cards to the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach and one to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. How's that going for you?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Folks, bye-bye. We only got 10 more minutes of the show, and if you want to give us a call here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, we're sitting here with the folks from Flamingo Pizza out of Miller Beach. I'm here with Sharon Jackson. I'm Chef Nick, and this is Let's Eat. And
since this place is so historic, I think that, in order to be called a Northwest Indiana Hoosier, you got to have a Flamingo Pizza. This is a rite of passage.
I agree with you. I just when somebody calls me and said they never heard of the flamingo, it like blows my mind. It's like you never heard of Walmart. That's how I feel. I really do feel about it. You guys do any kind of like desserts?
We sell ice cream.
Okay,
that's good enough for me.
We started last year. We brought in an ice cream cooler. We sell basically what you get on an ice cream truck. There's not a huge draw for desserts, and I'll be honest, I can't bake to save my life. So,
and Christy, you seem like to be the kind of person that you like to make things.
Yes.
From scratch as much as you can instead of getting it in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I've been in a restaurant business since I've been 11 years old, and the desserts are you don't get too big on dessert. Sometimes you get people that just want a dessert and sit down and just have a dessert. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think the pizza is a dessert of its own.
It is, and with, you know, we have people who at dine-in, they'll grab, you know, a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar or something like that just to get that sweetness. But it hasn't never been. We had a lot of waste. We've tried it a couple times.
And, I agree with
and
you.
A lot of waste. So
I always like to offer a shot of Grand Marnier as dessert.
Well, you know, that sounds like a nice sweet treat there. So let me ask you this, Hannah, since you got onto the microphone right there and got out backed up. What's your favorite pizza? What's your to-go pizza?
Ooh. I switch it up all the time, and I'll be honest, I'm not sick of anything at our restaurant, and I've been there a long time. I really just love our classic sausage pizza. That's all-time favorite, just classic crumbled sausage and pepperoni. We do have chunk sausage now, so sometimes I'll do both sausages on the pizza, and that's really yummy, too. I love the pepperoni on there as well.
That sounds yummy.
It does sound good.
We do have a spicy beef pizza, and that's really popular. We put our Italian beef onto the pizza with giardiniera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good, too.
That sounds really good.
That sounds good.
Who we got there, Sharon?
Yeah, we have Debbie from Crown Point.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
And where did you grow up when you were a young kid?
Where did I grow up? Hammond.
In Hammond. Now, tell me you've heard of the Flamingo Pizza.
I love the Flamingo Pizza. I miss them like crazy.
So you have a question for our crew here from the Flamingo?
God, what would my question be? Love the Flamingo.
Have you had one of their pizzas recently?
I have not. Actually, I've never had their pizza. Every time I've been there, it's been Lake Pert.
Well, that's no excuse. What's your favorite pizza then?
Maybe Aurelio's.
Oh, that's. Do you like Aurelio's?
Only because it's local.
But you do travel down to the Flamingo for their perch?
Love Flamingo.
So do you I love that. Do you go to the beach or you just go right to the Flamingo?
We go right to the Flamingo.
So who do you go there with?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? Yes. And what does he get the perch too?
He does.
Do you ever visit Hannah at the bar and say hi?
I've never been introduced to Hannah, and I've been there a lot of times.
Oh, have you?
I'm like the tallest person there.
I will look for you.
Yeah. Next time you come, you have to get perch as an appetizer and then have the pizza as your main course.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to the Flamingo Pizza out of Miller Beach and one to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
And I was in Nick's Eatery when I heard this this radio station. That's what prompted me to call.
Oh, they put it on, huh?
It was on the radio.
I tell them never to put it on. I don't want to hear myself.
Yeah, that's how I knew to call.
Well, thank you for calling in. Call every week. We're here every Friday, okay?
Thank you. Thanks. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, we got about 5 minutes left. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. And just like Debbie did, and get a gift card to the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Yeah, free pizza.
Free pizza.
Yeah, free gift card.
And free gift card, yeah. And you know what? You get to try something new. Because, you know what? I didn't realize that you guys were in Miller until probably a few years ago. I really thought it was still open on 45th Avenue. I mean, I really did. And I've heard, because my brother has been down there, and I know people, and they talk about, oh, yeah, I got a Flamingo Pizza. I'm thinking, oh, they just went to 45th Avenue, you got a Flamingo Pizza. I did not realize that you were down in Miller.
We still get that from time to time in, you know, comments on Facebook and inquiry, like, is this still the same Flamingo that was? I don't know if when they moved, they didn't advertise their move well, but there's still a lot of people who are finding out for the first time that we're still doing it. Excuse me, your
address. So who do you got on the line there, Sharon? Oh, Sharon's got somebody on the line there. So, again, why don't you give everyone your phone number, your address, and your hours of operation?
Phone number for dine-in or for carryout is 219-938-0323. call in for call ahead seating number is 219-938.
Call ahead seating number. Yes. Okay, that's almost like a reservation.
Almost like a reservation. We'll put you on the list a little sooner.
Okay.
That's 219-938-0805. And kitchen is open 11 a.m. daily, closing at 10 Sunday through Thursday and 11 Friday and Saturday at 8341 Locust Avenue.
And you know what, folks, and I like to say this, that it's a hidden gem. I read that on your line, and it's true. I mean, the food that you brought was great. Todd, you do a great job. Everything was really, really tasty.
Thank you.
And you have a great variety, and you make things from scratch. You don't get that too often. So I would consider you a hidden pebble at Lake Michigan there.
Thank you.
Who do we got?
Jody
is with us, and she sounds like she just hung up.
Jody. Oh, she must have just hung up. She got gun-shy.
I don't know what happened, yeah.
Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes anyway. So, Christy, why don't you give us, tell people out there something. What do you want to say to the people out there?
Come on in and give us a try. The restaurant is 21 and over. For dine-in area is considered a bar. So we do still have smoking in the front, non-smoking section in the back. You can bring the kids down. They can sit outside and have a pizza.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's good.
Yeah, we have a couple tables for them. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we just opened up a patio end of last season, and it has been running all summer. So there's patio seating in the front and off to the side of the building as well with a limited menu, pizza, perch, all the staples, appetizers, things like that. And, you know, come on out, give us a try. It'll be a great time down there Labor Day weekend if you're out in the area and feel like spending some time at the beach and finishing off with some live music. We'll be there to accommodate.
Hannah, why would you tell people why they should visit you at the bar?
You'll feel like you're at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that
in my garage or my man cave.
Absolutely, both.
How about you, Todd? What do you got to say to the people out there?
Come on in. I'll cook my heart out for you.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank the people from the Flamingo Pizza for coming in. It's a busy day. It's a Friday night. We're all going to be busy. We're all going to be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sharon, you'll probably be just ordering out.
Yeah, maybe. That's usually my MO.
Yeah, me, I just go home with a styrofoam container at the end of the night.
It's people like you that allow me to eat. Thank you.
Yeah. So we want to thank again the folks from the Flamingo Pizzeria out of Miller Beach. We want to thank Christy, Hannah, and Todd for stopping in and bringing us all this food that was just delicious. We want to thank the callers for calling us and giving us their viewpoint and getting some free gift cards. We want you to call in the future, too. Right,
yeah,
Sharon?
We love participation.
We love participation.
Call and give us your insights, your experiences, your questions, whatever. We want to – it's a big community here, so please do call.
I want everyone to enjoy the weekend. Go out to the Flamingo. They got the air and water show out there. You could take your food and walk right out to the beach if you want to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you can bring the beach right to the Flamingo, I guess, too. What do you say? So, anyways, folks, thank you for tuning in. It was another great episode here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Enjoy the weather. You know what's coming around the corner, and that's going to be winter. So enjoy it all as much as you can. And what else I got to say to everyone out there, Sharon, is ciao.